Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to reform or pause and reflect. That's a quote by Mark Twain. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my 3 minute thought. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to tune in. This is episode 387. So you'll find all the show notes and links that I discuss in this quick short at thehiddenwhy.com. My name is Lee Manutsi, the host of the show, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I believe it's all about discovering your why. It's about connecting within, finding what's really important to you and aligning your life in such a way that allows you to live and move towards more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. That is the journey that I'm on, and I wish to inspire other people to do the same. Guys, today is a 3 minute thought. I hope you get some value from it. I also would like to ask you a favor. If you could share it with your network, if you like this episode or any of the episodes you listen to, please share it out on your favorite social media channel. That would be awesome. Help spread the message. If you get a moment and haven't done so already, you could also jump onto iTunes and leave us a quick review, 1 to 5 stars and a short comment. Other than that, guys, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to thehiddenwhy.com. I've got a book which is about to be completed. So hopefully, if you sign up to thehiddenwhy.com, you'll stay up to date with what's happening with that book and the project. It's going to be a crowdfunding project at this stage. So more news to come on that front. Other than that, guys, enjoy this 3 minute thought. I hope it gives you some value in your day, and we will talk at the other end. G'day, gang. Welcome to my 3 minute thought. I hope you're very well. I hope you're having a kick-ass day. Guys, today's episode is on a Japanese manufacturing term called Andon. Andon refers to a system that notifies management, maintenance, or other workers that there is a quality or process problem. It's a quality control system, and it was pioneered by Toyota. I came across this term in a book by Charles Duhigg, his newest book, called Faster, Smarter, and Better, episode 393. You'll find that next week here at the Hidden Why podcast, so stay tuned for that fantastic book. Anyway, back to this control system. Basically, what it does, it allows a worker in the process of doing what they do in their daily work or in a process line, whatever it might be, to pause, to press a button or pull the cord, and I like that term, pull the cord, to activate an alert that something is not quite right, something is wrong. And it is really in efforts to help improve productivity. See, what used to happen is that people would struggle with a problem and they would try and resolve it and fix it themselves. And rather than overcoming that problem quickly because they're trying to manage and deal with it themselves, they would try and battle through. I guess it's to try and save some pride, to try and save the face of your ego. But in doing that, you just slow up the process when you could simply raise your hand, you could pull the cord, you could press the button and ask for help. And that way, more people, more hands would be able to help solve that problem. Someone that perhaps has already been through that issue could really overcome a lot quicker. So it really is a process to improve productivity. But I think there's a lesson here that relates to our life. And this is the message I want to give today, is that too often we get caught up in the process of life. Too often we get carried away, overwhelmed with everything that's going on. We get caught up in our problems, in the issues, in our challenge, and we don't have the courage often to ask for help. We don't have often the ability or the awareness to just pause, stop, reflect. And in that moment of reflection, perhaps we can find the answer that will help better solve the issue that we're facing at the time to overcome it. Perhaps in that moment, we can put up our hands and say, hey, I don't know really what's going on here. Can you help me? And that could be with absolutely everything in our lives, no matter how small or large the problem might be. I think when we're faced with uncertainty, if life is getting us down, when we experience too many moments or days that are dissatisfying, that if we just pulled that cord, if we just pause to use that time to reflect and assess things, we might be able to find the information and clarity that will allow us to make better decisions, that will allow us to move forward more effectively. And that's critical in our lives. That's critical in really living a higher quality of life. So I think, you know, in life, guys, we've just got to pull the cord. Pull the cord, stop, ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. If anything, it's a sign of strength. It will help you grow and progress more than ever. And look, don't be afraid of it. Like, people will either come to your assistance or they will not. It doesn't really matter. But those that do will help, and those that help will be rewarded as well. So I think just pull the cord, guys. I'm not afraid to ask for help when I need it. I used to struggle through and try and battle the problems myself. Certainly a lot of my personal problems I try to battle myself. Since I've had this podcast, I've been able to really open up with the people I bring on the show, bringing the guests on and speaking to them, finding the information that helps me. So I've essentially created a system that is allowing me to just pull the cord and keep asking for that help. And you might notice in the podcast, the guests that come on, in the specific area that I might be actually challenged with at the time. So guys, my thought today is just to pull the cord, to stop, to pause, reflect, and ask for help when you can. It's a system for a manufacturing process created by the Japanese, but I think it can be used for the process of our life, to improve the process of our life. So that's it, guys. That's my 3-minute thought today. Hope it made some sense. Hope you got some value from it. And of course, again, please share it with your networks. Make sure you leave me a comment at thehiddenwhy.com. I always love hearing from you guys. So if you've got a comment for this episode, great. Just put it on there at thehiddenwhy.com. If you want to reach out to me directly, the best way is my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. You can also go through Facebook and Twitter and message me through those channels, but probably email is the best. So if you've got any questions or feedback to the show, I'd love to hear from you guys. Always do. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Manutsi. Signing out. Peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you have it, gang. That's today's episode done. What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did it bring you some value? I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com to this episode and leave your comments in the fields below. Also, connect with me, guys, while you're there. Facebook, Twitter, and my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear about what you're passionate about, what brings you joy in life. So connect with me there, guys, any way you wish. Also, guys, I want to ask you, before you go, for a huge, huge, huge favor. And the favor is simple. It's just to go to thehiddenwhy.com and subscribe to my newsletter. And here's why. I want to keep you up to date on a project that I've been working on. For the last year, I've been writing my newest book called The Ultimate Life Map. It's really about helping people align their lives with their purpose, with their why, so they can live more truly, freely, fulfilled, and happy. That's what it's all about. So if I can get into more hands, then I can help more people with that. But in doing so, the funds from this book, guys, I'm going to launch a project to help raise funds to support a third world community, to build skills there, to help these children that aren't as privileged as we are, that don't have all the resources that we have, so they can set themselves up and hopefully live towards a more promising life as well. So guys, I really want to ask for your help, and the best thing you can do for me right now is just to subscribe to my newsletter. Jump online, subscribe to the newsletter, and that way I can keep you up to date with what's going on, guys. You can help me really, you know, spread the message, get this book out there into more hands, and in doing so, we can raise funds to support this community. I've got a couple of options there now, so more information on that to come as well. But guys, that's my favorite from you today. Please just jump online, subscribe to my newsletter, so I can keep you posted with this project. I'm really passionate about it, guys, and it'd be really great if you can support me with this. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Manutsi. Thank you. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.